Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada throws the ball into McNair, who tags Rogel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Kroner moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kroner scores. Werber moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kroner hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Farrell and he is out, McNair applying the tag. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosselin hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Walker reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Almada. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive to left field. Maynish throws towards the infield. Markham fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Markham. Simmons scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kroner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to get to third. Almada throws the ball into Werber, who tags Walker for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Myatt, and Gehringer drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo now playing second base. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Owen. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Cook moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 4 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Cook scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 4 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Werber moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Werber scores. McNair moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Almada reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 4 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.